Now it's gone. Wait. No. No, it's gone. All right. Well, in any event, they got five locations, one near you. They are a proud sponsor of the Rick Emerson Show. And I actually, you know, Lara's gone this weekend, and I meant to spend it all playing Xbox, and then that didn't happen. I'm busy doing all this crap. I did, though, end up watching Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which is fantastic. If you haven't seen that, you really, I know it came out this last Tuesday. You really ought to see it. It's got Robert Downey Jr. It's got Val Kilmer. It's got Corbin Burnson. You shouldn't be doing everything you can to support Corbin Burnson at this point. Go see CD Game Exchange. Go see those fine folks and see what they got out there. Every Tuesday, of course, you got new DVD releases, new CD releases, new video games coming out. And they also got tons of used stuff, too. So, I mean, let's be honest. Really, unless you can carry water in a hump somehow, you're really not going to be spending a lot of time outdoors right now. Who's fooling who there? So go by and see him. Pick up a video game, a DVD, a CD, something like that, and then just go home and crank up the AC and just go nowhere. CD Game Exchange. They buy, they sell, they trade. Five locations, one near you, including a brand new one on Southeast McLaughlin. Right there in Southeast, also on Mississippi. Tell them you heard about it on the Rick Emerson Show, won't you please? CD Game Exchange.
Hey, poker fans, casino buffs, billiard players, listen up. The Northwest is now introducing the newest, latest, and hottest magazine for all the games you love to play on the felt. Whether it's poker, blackjack, billiards, craps, roulette, and did I say poker? On the Felt magazine has it all. On the Felt magazine gives you all the insider information on the latest casino features and gaming tips, player profiles, poker and billiards tutorials, and a whole lot more. A one-year membership is only $30, and that's just the beginning. In addition to your one-year bi-monthly membership to On the Felt magazine, you'll also be a part of the Final Table Club, where you'll receive discounts at all On the Felt retailers, an embroidered hat, free admission to the Oregon Gaming Expo in September, a bonus gift, and much, much more. For more information about On the Felt magazine, or to sign up now, go to the AM 970 website at www.970.am and click on the Felt logo. On the Felt magazine. It's everything you need to know about games on the felt.
Think your Oscar Mayer jingle could cut the mustard?
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Today and sing it your way. You could star in our commercial. Go to singthejingle.com for complete details or visit a Wienermobile this summer. Sing the jingle, be a star. Open to U.S. residents 6 and over. No purchase necessary. Ends 9406.
Oh, yeah!
You are listening to AM 970.
Whatever.
So here's the deal. I'm out drinking. It's my birthday. I felt compelled to call up and share why I love Portland. Portland is like Battle World from Marvel Comics Secret War. It's a hodgepodge of little places pulled out from across the galaxy, just thrown together. And it makes no sense from one point to another. Because one minute you'll have district A, and the next minute you'll have district B. And that diversity is just, it's just f***ing stupid.
Yeah, what up?
And my name is Jason, and I live in Portland, Oregon.
This is AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Men, if you're over the age of 25 and would like to increase your sexual performance, that's right, longer, stronger, more satisfying sex, stay tuned because the next minute will change your life. Introducing all new Vitalis. Whether you suffer from stamina problems, a lack of sexual desire, or occasional impotence, Vitalis is the answer you've been waiting for. Clinically proven, Vitalis is scientifically formulated to restore your potency both quickly and safely. Vitalis allows you to instantly enhance your performance and provides you and your partner with a more satisfying experience. Vitalis is a special blend of herbs that naturally help strengthen your sex drive and increase your stamina. There are no side effects and the results are incredible. Recommended for men of all ages, Vitalis is guaranteed to work for you. Maximize your sexual performance with Vitalis.
Call today for your risk-free trial of Vitalis at 1-800-818-6019. It's completely confidential and it'll work for you, guaranteed. Call 1-800-818-6019. 1-800-818-6019. 1-800-818-6019.
Yeah, I did it again. I started to cook, but then I recalled, oh yeah, I cannot cook. Oh, I called Applebee's, got cars like to go.
Cars Guide to Go. You call it in, we bring it out at participating locations.
Ooh, I did it again.
What? You started to cook.
I can't cook.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? Having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. No, this isn't bankruptcy or one of those consumer credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. It's Credit Card Relief. We have an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. We provide a complete credit analysis and free consultation with a local participating program attorney. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-866-808-3939. 1-866-808-3939. That's Credit Card Relief. 1-866-808-3939.
AM 970, KCMD, AM Ripley, Solid State Radio.
Throw it, you can do whatever you want. Hey, it's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland. Thank you for coming by. It's Monday, and so forth. 503-733-2970. A couple notes of note. We want to thank Stephanie Miller for gracing these airwaves Friday afternoon. She came on and the interview with us, which was great. And then her show launched this morning. See, now everything I'm scratching my nose, I think it's more Gellin's disease. Everything I'm scratching my nose, I think there's going to be some like an aphid or something coming out of my face. To be like a buzzing sound on the microphone, I guess you'll know what it is. You know what we should do? Yeah, I heard Likas one time. He came on, and Likas did this great experiment where he got like six callers on the line, I think. I think he had it with callers on. I'm not sure. He put like six callers, not on hold, but literally on the air with him, and he kind of did this big... And literally, like, they all immediately had to yawn. We should totally do that where we get a bunch of people on hold and then just play, like, a gnat buzzing in the microphone. Just like a lot of... And just see if everybody has to scratch. What was my point? Oh, so Stephanie Miller, her show debuted this morning and was fantastic. And if I keep going on and on and on about it, it's not because I'm on the pay, as they say. It's just because it was fantastic. I mean, because, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, there's been a whole lot of people who I think for a long time have really, you sort of had to choose between something that was entertaining and something that was current events. And it's like there was stuff that was entertaining that had content you couldn't possibly care less about. And then there was stuff that was really current event heavy. I'm saying current event is a code word to avoid saying politics. But there was stuff that was really heavy, you know, talking about the news, some of the stuff going on, but it was just... I mean, let's be honest. There's some of the current event programming, regardless of one's political affiliation or one's political slant, current events-oriented programming that live, though it may be, is just, it's like having sand poured into your ear. It's like having your teeth filed down with some sort of a dull instrument. And so finally, there's kind of the best of both worlds. So that launched this morning, which is fantastic. And then this past weekend, our fine young friend Tim Savage from KUFO.
Anybody, I heard that show.
Man, that show was fantastic.
Really?
Did you hear it?
Yep. No.
It was great, man. Timnasium. It was the best. It's got the best name, first of all, of anything that's ever happened anywhere. There's never been a show with a better name than Timnasium. I don't care, man. I don't give a damn. That's the best show ever. So Tim Savage, who was, and I know we're just kind of talking about a whole lot of nothing right now, but I mean, we should... What are you going to do? Some days are just like this. Some days we're just talking. So Tim Savage, who was a DJ over there at KUFO, he does nights, 9 to midnight. He's, you know, I'm not trying to talk down or condescend or whatever, but it's true. He's a younger guy. I mean, he's in his 20s. He's in his mid-20s, I think. And he kind of wanted to do the talk radio thing. And it's just, you know, that format as such is, you know, it's a different kind of thing. It's a little too structured to kind of allow him to pursue, I think, what he wanted to. And so he's continuing to do that, but he came over here and kind of wanted to try something a little different. And so he's in this talk show Saturday from 4 to 6, which is going to be continuing. It's called Timnasium. And, man, it was genius. I mean, it's... And I only say that because I was kind of here just to make sure that everything went properly, to make sure everything kind of functioned correctly. But it's like you could hear, and I don't mean to knock the guy, but it's like you could hear his sweat through the show. It was a whole lot of, so I'm in the studio, and the music is over, so I guess I gotta talk about stuff right now.
And you knew that the audience was... seriously into torturing him by not calling.
I told
nobody
him,
was going to make it any easier.
No, they were never. No, because, and again, I'll be very clear about this. I'm not if, again, if the guy, if it had just been terrible, if the guy's show had sucked, we would not even be talking about it. We would be pretending we didn't know what a Timnasium, and I don't know. Does he work here? No, I must have been an infomercial. I'm only bringing this up because
you can feel the horror.
I'm only bringing this up because it was pretty great. But he came on, and I got to tell you, man, his first couple segments reminded me of what my first couple segments were back when I first started doing talk radio. I remember, and I don't have the air check anymore. I used to have it, and if I had it, I would play it. I have all kinds of air checks, me being CHR, country, oldies. I mean, we've played all of these. You've heard me doing commercials. You've heard me when I was a zany rock DJ. The one thing I don't have is my very first night as a talk show host. I lost it because, like an idiot, I kept the tape unlabeled. And I'm like, I kept thinking to myself, oh, I'll label it now, you know? And then I thought, no, I got to eat dinner. And then, you know, whatever. So I didn't label it. So I've lost it. But my first segment as a talk show host, it's like you just get so cranked up because you're so nervous and so terrified. And what am I going to do when I can't go to... That's the big fear when you move from music radio to talk radio is you can't go to a record.
Yeah.
You know? You stop talking. It's dead. It did nothing. And so the greatest and most terrifying moment, the moment when you look into the abyss and the abyss looks back at you and you see what you're made of, it's that moment when your opening theme stops. So like in our case, that Dream Theater, you know, bum ba da bum 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 bum, and it fades out. And you're going, hey, the Rick Emerson Show, we're here. And then the opening music finally fades away and you're sort of, all right, and you call in and, okay, I got nothing, and at that moment, a man either stands up or he folds. And man, Tim Savage did a pretty good job, and it's hard to get me to laugh out loud. Tim can do it, Clyde can do it, and Peter Sellers movies can do it, but it's hard to make me actually just laugh out loud. And Tim Savage is pretty funny. He told us a hilarious story about working in a meat pie factory, which is great. You know the factory they make those meat, and he's like, so I had to pull down this meat pie lever, which is a great phrase. Just the fact that he would throw the phrase meat pie lever. Right there, you can't teach that, kids. That's you either have that or you don't. And he has great presence. So I know this all sounds lame, but you gotta check it out, man. Saturdays 4 to 6, Timnasium. And he got off the air. He got like 4 calls because here's the thing: if a show is like flat out boring, there's always people to call those shows for some reason. A show that's just completely uninteresting and tedious, where it's a lot of, you know, and so you'll find that these taxes that support local road improvements, typically the way they do that is some sort of a gas tax, and then property taxes also. For some reason, those shows have got callers like 9 deep. And then shows that are good have a lot of callers. You know, the show is fantastic and gripping, though. You know, like, today we've got in studio with us, you know, God, you know, whatever. And those shows have always got callers. Shows that are like Tim's, where it's clearly a guy who is just going a million miles an hour because he's never done it before, and it's just this huge, glorious, wonderful, all-over-the-map kind of just big scream of adrenaline. Those shows, strangely enough, nobody calls because it's just too fascinating to listen. You just, it's what I did, man. I didn't even get any work done. I sat in my office and just listened to the guy. And it was a whole lot, you think I'm keyed up. It was a whole lot of like, and so MySpace, let's talk about MySpace. And I mean, it was...
You get that from him when you're standing in the studio. He's a bundle of energy. You got to kind of...
You get the feeling he might like leap across the table and throttle you at any moment. Yeah.
I feel like today's been some big infomercial for AM 970.
It's one of the, man, I got to tell you, I don't want to sit and just wax our own car, but cool things are happening, okay? I mean, there's just no denying it.
You made me want to listen to it. I want to hear the freak show.
Making you, making that human decor. So we had Stephanie Miller launch, and then Timnasium, and then Kristen Bowie, our good friend Kristen, was screening calls, and hearing her like for the three guys that called in, hearing her pick up the phone and go, hello, Timnasium. I mean, right there. It's the best thing ever. So that happened, and then tonight, the glorious return of Donna Mike, that's happening tonight in the slot formerly occupied by Phil Hendry, that's happening tonight. And then we can announce this now, by the way, coming up following Donna Mike. So here is what's happening. So this program, and then Tom Likas, 3 to 7, and then from 7 to 11, the Don
and Mike Show.
Or whatever they say, however they do that. That's Don and Mike from 7 to 11, and then 11 o'clock tonight, the return to Portland of the John and Jeff Show, live from Los Angeles, which is cool to have a live show there. We poke fun at John and Jeff. But is it cool to have a live show there, man? I mean, you know, because what else are you going to tune into at midnight that is live? The answer is nothing.
And they're always there.
They're always there. They're live. And it's like they are dependable, and I know that doesn't sound like a big compliment, but I mean it's like if you are a person, let's just say it, if you're a cop or a cab driver or a 7-Eleven clerk, because that's who it is, man, those guys on what they call the third shift. If you're one of those guys who works late at night, and Sarah's right, this is just sounding like a big infomercial for the station for talk radio, but I mean, screw it. You guys are listening to the show. You are you're a talk radio fan. If you're listening to this program right now, it's because you are a talk radio listener, and there are no such things as casual. You're talk radio fans. Talk radio listeners are very active. They're very devoted. And you have probably done this where you're on a late night car drive. How many times have you driven across country? You know, and it's like you're listening to that same Van Halen tape over and 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 over. But you're stop, you know, and you've got to find the dot. Talk radio, that's what there is, man. That's what you find to listen to. That's the only thing that'll keep you from going crazy. I used to work at a 7-Eleven, I told this story, the overnights in California. And if it had not been for live talk radio, man, I would have gone mental. It is the only thing that keeps your brain from turning to mush if you are working in that shift. So, so John and Jeff return to Portland tonight here on AM 970 Solid State Radio. They are live from 11 to 3. Okay. Is there anything else I need to pimp? I just finished talking about how great we are. It really is true. This is not about how great we are. This is about how great we are, incidentally. Some people went to Storm's last show. Storm Large, who's going to be competing on Rockstar Supernova. And yes, I do know that there's already a band called Supernova. They're on the Clerks soundtrack, blah, 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 blah. I don't think they exist. They put out a record like 20 years ago. I don't think they've done anything since then. Rick, Storm's last show at Wilf's was the best ever, because Storm Large is going to be performing on Rockstar Supernova with Tommy Lee, Jason Newsted, Kelby Clark from Guns N' Roses. So their very last Portland show for the foreseeable future was Saturday Wilf's. I did not go to that. I went to their last Dante show. Too bad for the people who couldn't get in. Wait was an hour to get in before the show even started. For those who saw it, it was a semi-sweet tearjerker. Don't forget to vote for the only one and only one and only Storm Large. So there you go. So that's July 5th, right? July 5th. So that's what, next Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Is that next Wednesday?
The 4th of July is already that close.
Yeah. Yeah, 4th of July, because the 4th is Monday, I think.
The 5th is on Wednesday. The 4th is probably on Tuesday.
Oh, so, okay. So, okay, right. So, yeah. So the 3rd is Monday. Okay, yeah. So Storm is next Wednesday that debuts. And so you got to be watching that. We're gonna be turning out the vote. All right. So is there anything else? Is there anything else I need to pimp? Is there any other Glory of Us things I can talk about right here? All right. I've actually created another programming matrix. It's 1:20 in the afternoon. I now know what we're going to be doing in today's show. Coming up, we got the Weekend Geek. I'm going to play that today, by the way. You bastards. Gary Baumgarten's going to be here to talk about... Who knows?
The guy giving all of his money away.
Yes, Warren Buffett. Thank you. Smokey, who works at our sister station, 98.7 KUPL, the biggest hits, the biggest stars, he has challenged me to a post-hitting contest. It's going to be happening, speaking of the kids and the radio. We're going to be taking some clarifying calls on the mystery sound. Please do not be calling now. We'll try to do some news that hurts. We've got Jim Roop coming up. We'll get the song about chicks who cut themselves, the City Desk, and so forth. Rick Dude. This email says, I owe Scotty J an apology. I thought his top five last week would be worthy of a nap. I was wrong. The J-Man nailed my support with Summertime by Will Smith. Yeah. All right, I'm going to read a couple of these emails about insects attacking your head, and then we'll do the Weekend Geek. I was going to do the City Desk, but I forgot to get the second half of the Snuff Watch.
Oh, darn it. I couldn't find it.
Have people already forgotten? Have people forgotten so quickly? Let me find it here. and I'll print it out. Because we have a double snuff watch. Now, you all probably know the first half of the snuff watch, but you're going to hear the rest of the snuff watch. So we'll get to that. Let's see. Let me type it in right now. Maybe you can tell from the sound of my fingers hitting the keys whose name I'm typing in. All right, let me see. And, okay, and I'm opening the news. And, is this gripping?
Yeah.
Do you know the other person who died? Laverne and Shirley. Laverne and Shirley aren't dead.
No, the guy from that show died.
Squiggy?
I don't know.
Lenny?
I don't know.
Jeff.
I don't know one from the other.
I don't know. Nobody from Laverne and Shirley died.
Are you sure? Because I was reading yesterday that one of them died.
If somebody died from Laverne and Shirley...
I don't know. That's a long-forgotten sitcom.
I mean,
it's Happy Days.
It would have to be either Lenny or Squiggy, and I know that... What's his name? Michael McKean didn't die. Who's that guy that played the guy who wasn't Michael McKean?
I don't remember.
No one remembers. I think he was dead. He had one of the trembling diseases, didn't he?
Oh, maybe he's already dead.
No, this guy just died this weekend.
Was Michael McKean Lenny or Squiggy?
I don't remember.
Where's our Gen X credibility? Where's our God now? All right, I am printing the second half of the snuff watch. Rick, good thing the lunch hour is over. You should know this. Once after a two-week earache, the doctor found a dime-sized tick in my ear.
Oh.
Still alive. How about this one? Rick, would you like to hear an earwig story? Who wants to hear an earwig story?
Not me.
All right. After drinking water out of my sports top water bottle, it got clogged, and no water came out. I sucked and sucked, and still no water came out. Finally, I opened it to see what was wrong with the top. Rick, it was clogged with a huge earwig. It's nothing like sucking on an earwig. Remember that lesson as you go through your life every day. How about this, Rick? It's nothing but insect stories. Now, Rick, after my divorce several years... Kids, picture this. After my divorce several years ago, I lived in a studio apartment for a while. One morning, slightly hungover. The divorce life is glamorous. Living in a studio apartment, one morning, slightly hungover, I ate half a bowl of Cheerios. Before I realized that the bowl... Sarah's covering her ears.
I don't even want to hear it.
Okay, you're plugging your ears now?
Yeah.
Or the bowl was full of ants! Ants!
Oh, God.
Thank you. They're not as crunchy as you might think, especially in milk.
I couldn't drink milk for a year after I poured a glass of milk and I saw this, like, furball thing in it.
Oh! Why would you say that?
Because it
scarred me. What kind of a furball?
Because I still have to pour my milk very slowly so I can see, the consistency of it.
What?
I don't know. It was some gray furball thing in a gallon of milk that I bought.
Was it floating at the top or anchored at the bottom?
No, it bounced. I was drinking out of a clear glass. And it bounced against the side of the glass.
No. What color was it?
It was gray.
A gray furball.
Yeah, but it looked more solid.
Was it a tribble?
I don't know. It was about dime size too. And it looked because it had some.
And it bounced.
Yeah.
And it was in your milk.
Yeah, because I tilted my milk to the side to take a drink, and then I saw it.
A gray furball in your milk bounced.
So I still that was two years
hideous.
Ago. I still have problems.
That is
milk.
So hideous. All right.
I'm gonna try for a story.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do here? Because I'm going to play the terrible day. I'm going to play the Week in Geek, and then we're going to break. And then we will come back with CNN Radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten. How does everybody feel about that?
Woo!
Okay. Play the Week in Geek's best show ever. You just picture that great furball. Here's the Week in Geek, ladies and gentlemen. Back after this with Gary Baumgarten. It is the Rick Emerson Show.
And now, the Rick Emerson Show presents... Week in Geek.
Hey, this is Aaron Duran of geekinthecity.com, and this is the all-Kryptonian version of the Week in Geek. Reports are flooding into the Geek Tower that Watchmen, the Alan Moore Hugo Award-winning epic, is finally going to make it to the big screen, directed by Zack Snyder, who did the Dawn of the Dead remake. Crap. For a mere $25, TiVo subscribers can now upgrade to TiVo to Go, which will allow them to download any of their shows onto an iPod, a PSP, a Trio, their laptops, their desktops, pretty much anything, all without encryption software. Time to stock up on blank DVDs. And finally, this week in Portland, doesn't matter, Superman Returns is hitting the theater. That's where I'm going to be. That's where you're going to be. That's where we're all going to be. And you know it. I'm Aaron Duran of GeekInTheCity.com, your online fortress of geekitude.
Come to me, son of Jor-El. Kneel before Zod.
The Week in Geek. Only from the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio. You're listening to the Rick Emerson Show. All right, here we go on AM 970 Solid State Radio.
This hour, the Rick Emerson Show, brought to you by CD Game Exchange with five locations in Portland. They buy, they sell, they trade. CD Game Exchange.
If you haven't heard the Rick Emerson Show lately, you haven't heard this.
Yeah. Gator 8, or oh, with a T, Gator 8.
Gator 8.
That is?
Gator 8.
Yes. Okay. Say, if you say it over and over, it becomes funnier.
Yeah. Well, Rick, that's just over and over.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir.
Oh, you got to put me on the air?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hold on, you want to talk? Jesus, God. Okay.
Go ahead, just pass it on. I want to hear his reaction.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, we'll tell Rick about
because,
that.
Because listen up here, we'll hear the answer.
I agree with Rick. That crew around him doesn't recognize his genius.
Says the guy with the radio in the background over which his voice is being transmitted. Yet he's still clearly unaware that he's actually on the air.
Let's listen. Rick Emerson. Weekdays noon to like us on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates? Late fees? Over-limit fees? Having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. Now, this isn't bankruptcy or one of those consumer credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. It's Credit Card Relief. We have an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. We provide a complete credit analysis and free consultation with a local participating program attorney. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-866-808-3939. 1-866-808-3939. That's Credit Card Relief. 1-866-808-3939. 3939. Hey, poker fans, casino buffs, billiard players, listen up. The Northwest is now introducing the newest, latest, and hottest magazine for all the games you love to play on the felt. Whether it's poker, blackjack, billiards, craps, roulette, and did I say poker? On the Felt magazine has it all. On the Felt magazine gives you all the insider information on the latest casino features and gaming tips, player profiles, poker and billiards tutorials, and a whole lot more. A one-year membership is only $30, and that's just the beginning. In addition to your one-year bi-monthly membership to On the Felt magazine, you'll also be a part of the Final Table Club, where you'll receive discounts at all On the Felt retailers, an embroidered hat, free admission to the Oregon Gaming Expo in September, a bonus gift, and much, much more. For more information about On the Felt magazine, or to sign up now, go to the AM 970 website at www.970.am and click on the On the Felt logo. On the Felt magazine, it's everything you need to know about games on the felt.
911 emergency, how can I help you?
It's my husband. He's not responding.
Okay, well, is he breathing?
Yes, but not heavy. And all he wants to do in bed is sleep.
Okay, now calm down, miss. Have you tried reviving the romance?
I don't know how. Oh, no. I think our love life just flatlined.
Okay, now listen closely. What you need to do is get in your car and drive immediately to the nearest Castle Megastore.
Castle Megastore? Are you sure?
Yes. All castles are jam-packed with this month's newest DVD releases, today's hottest lingerie, naughty adult toys, plus every sensual book, magazine, lube, or lotion imaginable. Castle's the only place to go to get those heartstrings thumping and your love life jumping.
Castle Megastore, the biggest adult retailer in the kingdom, is located at 9815 Southwest Capitol Highway. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. Friday through Sunday, open 24 hours for your shopping pleasure.
Featuring the best in naughty goodies with today's hottest stars, it's no wonder.
Castle Megastore is the ruler of adult fun.
Isn't it great to visit the grandkids, watching their little faces light up when you bring them presents?
Well, we at Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels would like to help you visit more often. So we're holding the Key to a Million sweepstakes where you could win up to $1 million. That would pay for a lot of visits. Enter for a chance to win at choicehotels.com. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 21 or older. Ends 8-1706. For official rules, price values, and office disclosure, visit choicehotels.com/official rules. Sponsor Choice Hotels International Services Corp.
Live from Fort Land, the Rick Emerson Show continues.
Now, if you're ready, we will begin.
AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Everybody's just scratching themselves now, all itchy, covered in weevils and whatnot. All right. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Storm Large and Storm in the Balls, they play their final gig on them. Do people say gig anymore, or is it all show?
It's usually show.
I'm going to say gig. I'm going to start bringing it back.
It's definitely not concert.
No, because a concert implies big. If she was playing at the Rose
you
Garden,
say, like, the first, yeah,
that'd be a concert.
Yeah, because I went to see, like, Nuke It on the Block in concert.
Yeah, so I figure if you're playing any place that's thousands of people, that's a concert. The Roseland is a show, right?
Yeah.
And then a gig is if it's 1972. Anywho, yeah, there I am again.
Stop.
You got to get like a shock collar or something. Kristen from accounting says, since I was sitting in a plane on the tarmac in Detroit Wednesday night when Storm was performing her final show at Dante's, what the hell was that about? Why was Kristen in Detroit?
Not a clue.
Never mind. Don't care. It's not that I don't care. It's just going to derail the whole... I figured I would go to the Wilf show. Imagine my surprise when it was sold out. It was in line to get in an hour. Thought I got there in time. I was one of the people standing outside listening. I was with Eve and Brad, the car guy, and I do believe we got the better deal. They opened the window so we could see and hear Storm. It was stiflingly hot inside. Oh, my God. I never even thought about that.
Oh,
Saturday
yeah.
night at Wilf's, and it's body to body to body. They even served us drinks outside. I'm sure in a legal zoned... Anyway... And we didn't have to pay the cover. By the way, we noticed Sarah was on the guest list.
Oh.
Perhaps if her voicemail wasn't full on Saturday, we might have gotten a hold of her and she could have gotten us in. I am feeling neglected.
I hate checking my voicemail. Now I have like 42 of them and I don't want to check them.
Yeah, there you go. I'm anal about that too. I clean up my voicemail every day.
I'm not going to listen to them. I'm just going to delete them all.
I can't.
They don't exist.
Yeah, I can't go to bed at night if there's like the little mail, the envelope icon on my cell phone. I can't. It obsesses me. I have to clean it out. It has to be zeroed out, as they say. Mm-hmm. Same thing with my email inbox here. It has to be empty and zeroed out when I go home. I will stay as long as it takes. I can't. And don't email me things at night just to screw with me and keep me awake. I can't go to bed if there's email that
I
have.
I wish someone would have told me I was on the guest list.
Dude, you are the list, baby. What do you mean, know that you're on the guest list?
I don't know.
You're Sarah Dillon.
Oh, God.
You're Dr. Jameson. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show live from the city that never sleeps. CNN radio correspondent and man about New York. Talking long to fill up this time because the song intro is twice as long as it needs to be. Gary Baumgartner. How are you, sir?
I love the song intro.
I just need to cut it. He goes through the chorus. I just need to make him go through it once. How's it? I hate to ask this, but is it hot there?
Not too bad. No, it's not too bad. It's pretty humid.
It's 102 degrees today.
102 degrees.
102.
How do you even survive outside?
We stay inside. We stay inside and...
How did people manage before there was air conditioning?
I was talking... Okay, so I have air conditioning. Tim has air conditioning. Sarah, at the moment, does not have air conditioning. I do not understand. I don't care whether I have to sell my own blood and deal crack. I will never again live in a place or own a car that does not have air conditioning. Ever. Ever.
I don't know how people really manage. You know, you think about the poor troops out there in Iraq, in the middle of the desert.
I can't
how
even.
How do they manage?
Well, here's a dumb question. Do they? I mean, I don't mean to sound stupid, but I mean, do they have air conditioning there?
I mean, I have.
Do they have like portable?
I don't know, but
big,
but they certainly don't have air conditioning when they're riding around in their Humvee. Well, maybe, but when they're riding around in their, walking around in the desert, yeah. And riding around in these armored vehicles.
I mean, I honestly don't know. You see them in these big barracks and tents and whatnot. You wonder, well, like, did they have some rugged, big American sturdy air conditioner that runs there, or are they just screwed? I can't even imagine.
I can't either.
God, I mean, it was suck. No, so man, I don't care. I'm an American, and as an American, I have an air conditioner, and I will use it. I don't care if it's polluting the air. I don't care that other people in other countries don't have it. I'm an American. I'm turning on my air conditioner. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah, well, just the humidity was enough to drive me crazy, and the temperature wasn't so high, but the humidity was so high I had to turn the air conditioning on.
You walk outside and your clothes are stuck to your body. And,
exactly.
Oh, bad scene. Hey, so speaking of other countries and other whatever, so Gates and Buffett, so at first I thought it was like a competitive thing, because Bill Gates is like, I'm giving all my money to charity, and then, like, the next week, Warren Buffett's like, I'm giving all my money to charity. And I thought it was like some one-upmanship, but it's pretty cool. It turns out that Warren Buffett is actually giving his money to the Gates Foundation, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How much money total between the two of them do you think we're talking about?
Between the two of them? I don't know, but I know that Buffett is worth $44 billion, and the amount that would go to that foundation is about $37 billion, they've calculated, ultimately, because he's handing it over in shares, and it's 85% of his wealth. I don't know how they figure it all out. I mean, I can't even balance my checkbook, but it's a phenomenal amount of money. And, you know, there's obviously a great affinity between Warren Buffett and the Gateses, right. And he repeatedly says, and he says it again tonight on the Charlie Rose Show, by the way, on PBS, they did an interview with the three of them, that he just saw how they were spending the money and helping so many people, and he just felt that's where his money should go.
Well, and see, and I was saying earlier, there's so many people out there, and their whole reason for getting out of bed in the morning is to complain about Bill Gates and Microsoft because they've got nothing better to do. This is like the ultimate shut up to those people. What are you going to say? $100 billion he's given away. I mean, you can't. There's nothing you can say to really rebut that. You know what I mean?
Right, and they're using the money to fight, medical health issues around the world and to promote education here in the United States. I mean, how can you knock that? And, you know, somebody actually asked, and the Americans chuckled, but it was an Italian reporter, and they're kind of a socialist kind of nation, I guess, and he says, why don't you give the money to the government? You know,
why not? Because I'm sure Bill Gates and Warren Buffett haven't paid a lot of taxes already.
And his response was, well, I mean, history will judge whether this was the right thing, but we feel that the money is better spent this way, and you know that the government just doesn't know how to handle the money and spend it to help people like the Gates Foundation.
That's got to feel good. It really does have to feel good to be Bill Gates. You're worth $1 billion. You're worth whatever, $10 billion, and just to be writing a check for like $9 billion and just sort of like holding out in front of the government for just a second, like, no, I'm gonna, and just giving it to somebody else. That's got to be kind of an empowering feeling.
Well, plus you get to see where your money is going, and that's the whole thing that he initially, Warren Buffett, had planned, that he, you know, he figured he'd die before his wife,
right.
And that after his death, she would manage the distribution of the funds, but then she died 2 years ago of a stroke, and he said, you know, maybe I should get rid of this money while I'm still alive, and right. I can help direct where it's going to go, and that's what he decided to do, and people in the charitable trust arena are all saying, the ones that I've talked to, that this could actually set a trend, that people will give away some of their money before they die rather than waiting until they're dead.
That's fantastic. I think Tim Riley's going to start tomorrow by giving 85% of his money to charity.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right.
Not a problem.
All right. Gary Baumgarten, thank you so much, my friend. Enjoy
the cool day.
Yes. Enjoy your fair weather while you've got it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Gary. All right. CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten. See, I thought it would be the suck there as well, and then we could commiserate. But no. Because in New York, that's another thing. In New York, every movie that takes place in New York is on the hottest day of the year. Son of a, you know, a Summer of Sam, hottest day of the year. Do the Right Thing, hottest day of the year. Kids, hottest day of the year.
The hottest day of the year, though, usually in August.
I don't know.
Like later. Late July, early August.
Tim?
I've never lived in New York.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, it's like when they say the hottest moment of the day is not at noon. It's at 5 p.m.
Yes.
So like, keep that in mind. However hot it is right now, it's going to be hotter.
Yep.
5 p.m. is the peak heat.
Oh, good. That's going to be after a meeting when I'm biking home.
Yeah. I drove today, but again, I'm in a truck. I'm in a big metal truck. No air conditioning. Truck's just been baking in the sun. So it sucks. So I'm going to, I may actually take the truck home and bicycle back. Because it's going to be cooler than sitting in that truck in rush hour traffic. I can't even imagine. It makes me want to kill myself just thinking about it. All right, 503-733-2970. And George from Wilsonville, of course, has an insect story for you. No, I don't think so.
Some other guy.
No.
Is it that bad?
George, thanks. Thanks, but no. I don't know. I just feel it's time to move on. I haven't even read. No disrespect, George. And look, who am I kidding? George has this mirage. He can get through anytime he wants. But I got all these emails. And
Smokey's looking in the door here.
I think. Hello.
Oh.
All right. All right. So, okay. So now you may be... Now, we've been talking about this. Now, our compatriot Smokey from 98.7 KUPL, the biggest hits, the biggest stars. Our sister station. No, I want to make sure I get it right.
Yeah, you got it right.
A country music station. This is one of our fine sister stations. And a
look
station.
I'm handling that mic like a pro.
Station. Yeah. A station that is legendary in Portland and routinely kicks the snot out of all competitors and would be pretenders to the throne. That's correct.
That's absolutely correct.
That's how he rolls, right?
That's the way. You know what? We've been fortunate. We've been very lucky.
All right. Yeah. Look at that. Look at the humility. Yeah. Look at that. He's just a down-to-earth guy. He's relatable, just like you. All right. So here's the thing. So we have been talking about radio, and how long have you been doing radio?
22 years.
All right. And I've been, how old am I? So I'm 19. So we're within a ballpark, the same ballpark. Okay. And we've been talking about the post-hitting ability. And how the post-hitting ability is a thing of the past. The kids today, they don't know how to hit posts.
No.
Kristen Bowie, can't hit a post.
No, she couldn't even.
No. Sarah Dillon, she can't hit a post.
I had a post once when we did this a long time ago.
I think it was by accident, though. I think you just sort of lucked into it. All right. So Scotty J has put together some a post-hitting contest here. And so here's what we have. He has put together a classic country song that is kind of known to all of us, a classic pop song, and then a song that probably neither of us know. So that's what we've got here.
Okay.
So how do we want to do this, Sarah? Do we want to have him quickly do all three, and then I'll do all three, or
sure,
one at a time? How do you feel we should do that?
I feel like you should do it first, because you're always bragging about being...
All right, okay.
And since you just got that little cutting jab in at me.
Well,
I
want to
see
Smokey
fool you now.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. All right, hold on. Okay, so... all right, so here's the deal. So this song has an 8.5... This is achy, breaky heart. An 8.5-second intro. All right?
All right.
Okay, so you all, I'm going to hit the post. And for those of you who don't know, hitting the post means doing that irritating DJ thing of talking over the music until the vocal starts, and then you're done. All right?
Okay.
All right. So I will hit the post now. 8.5-second intro on achy, breaky heart. Looking at the clock over there on the computer. And... Hey, it's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio, and we're hitting the post on this one. A big hit from way back when. It's Billy Ray Cyrus and Achy Breaky Heart.
You lost too much space.
That was a little loose, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, well, Kate, big talker. Let's see you do it. Okay.
Why don't we have...
I'm ready to go.
All right, here we go.
How do I turn up the headsets? I want it just a little bit. There we go. Right.
8.5-second intro. You ready?
I'm going to use my own station stuff because I'm used to saying
that. Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah. 98.7 KUPL, the biggest hits, the biggest stars. This is Billy Ray Cyrus. Achy, breaky heart.
Oh!
Oh, he schooled you.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
All right, fine. All right, that's
country.
Yeah, but then we're in your wheelhouse with that. You got an advantage.
And we don't
there.
Play that song anymore either.
Oh, okay, fine.
That's
fine.
The kind of pro I am.
Spike the ball. All right, thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
here's the second. This is Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Good one.
16-second intro.
Way
I'll
to go, Scotty J.
I'll take this one. 16-second intro. Dancing Queen, ABBA. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. That's me.
I haven't heard the song.
All right, I'm going to wait till the time. I'm looking
at
the...
restart it?
No, I'm looking at... No, I'm watching the clock on the computer. All right, three... AM 970, Solid State Radio, the biggest tits, the biggest something or other. ABBA, Dancing Queen, coming up later on in the hour. We'll do some other things, also some stuff after that, also some other zany radio bits. It's the nonstop music jam. I am Rick Emerson. You stay right there. It's AM 970, Solid State Radio. Don't you go anywhere. Oh, no. That's a vocal. There was an ooh-ooh in the background. That's not a 16-second intro.
Count. That doesn't count.
All right. You got it.
I'm
okay,
fine.
I'm ready to go.
God.
I'm using my stuff.
Bitches. All right, fine. All right. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here you go. And. Okay.
98.7 KUPL, the biggest hits, the biggest stars in the KUPL Ultimate Barbecue. Coming this summer, your shot to win a private barbecue in your backyard with Jamie O'Neill. From 98.7 KUPL, details at 98.7KUPL.com. This ABBA, baby.
Oh. So unfair.
He's better than
he
you?
He double hit it. He hit the and then he hit the secondary post. Because there are songs where you'll look at it and it will say 8, and then it'll say /12, and it means there's like an ooh or a wah 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 or whatever, and then like... All right. Well, this is my...
Let me just say another thing. I want you to notice, I feel it.
And yeah, he's not even looking
at the clock.
Okay, maybe this is like in Star Wars, when Luke needs to lower the blast shield. when... Oh, something funny?
What? Which part? Oh.
When he...
That he's a 30-something
I work alone.
Man.
I don't know how to work with other people.
Oh.
Yeah, neither do we, really.
I don't
All right, okay, so this is... Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it Jedi style. I'm not going to look at the clock.
All right.
I'm going to feel.
So you're going to actually do it like Smokey.
Yes.
What is that? That was a laugh straight from the bowels of hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is Domino by Van Morrison. I do not know this song.
Van Morrison, I like him.
All right, okay, here we go.
How long is the intro?
8.
All right.
8-second intro. All right, we ready?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's Rick Emerson. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's AM 970 Solid State Radio. And Van Morrison, little Domino on your Monday. Yeah!
Oh, got
bitches!
It.
That's how I roll. That's what I'm talking about. In your face.
I know this song.
All right, are you ready?
I didn't know that was the name of the song.
I've never heard that song. All right.
Sure?
Okay.
8 seconds.
All right,
All right, Smokey.
All right,
here you go. Hit that post.
98.7 KUPL. Oh, she's heating up today. About 101, 102. Domino, this Van Morrison.
Oh, stepped right on it. Okay, but you got...
Yeah, he had, like, the smooth...
You got the smooth delivery. Yeah, you got 2 out of 3,
though. Let me try it again.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. You the same song?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Am I messing up all your stuff here, Tim?
It doesn't matter.
All right.
I'm going to come into the couple studio and miss your stuff.
No, of course not.
All right, here we go. And...
98.7 KUPL, the biggest hits, the biggest stars. It's summer. Oh, 102 this afternoon. This day. All right.
A radio professional almost a store.
Yeah. Yeah, but I got to say, you schooled me on the other two. All right, my friend.
Right.
All right, there
he
you
makes
go.
It sound easy. It's not like he's trying to make it sound like he's talking about the song.
I'm really trying. You, it's effortless.
Right.
All right.
You're the winner, Smokey.
All right, there you go. Smokey, 98.7 KPL, the biggest hits, the biggest stars. Thank you, sir.
Breathing life into lighters.
God damn it.
There's something about him that reminds me of Clyde. Does he remind you of Clyde a little bit? Something about his persona. He always does.
Not I don't know. Well, they both got the kind of you know. Here's the thing: you meet him and you meet Smokey like Clyde, and you feel like you've known him for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He is very personable. I don't mean that in a cheesy way, but I mean you meet him and he's you know those guys. You meet him and you're like you feel instantly like you've known him forever. That's why I mean, he's been there for 11 years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
It's insane. I can't even fathom being somewhere for 11 years.
No,
I mean, we had this whole conversation I guess last week. Scotty is trying to make me feel better. He's like, "Oh, the ooh and abba counted as a post." It was accidental, though. I know. I got nothing. I got no... My post-hitting abilities may be good, but I'm no Smokey. I'll take that to the grave. All right. Well, there you go. Well, God damn it. It's 503-733-2970. I'm all selling to be smirched. Stuff. What are we doing here? Let's see. I'm checking in my matrix now.
Tim.
Week in Geek. Yes. Baumgarten. Yes. Smokey. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to this city desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley. I'm going to be bitter about that all day now.
You guys both did a good job.
Okay, this email. Yeah. This email just says, ha, 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 you're a loser. Where is your post-hitting God now? Thank you, sir.
And from my top to bottom of the courtyard, downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat. Tim Riley reporting our top story. A transvestite gang terrorizes New Orleans. A bewigged pack of thieves have plagued the lower Garvey district since last May. Like an SOS flare, apparently merchants are grabbing emergency phone lists and starting calling. They're coming, warns one. This is a Blackdown Magazine Street. Apparently, this person named Eric Ogle, a salesman of Vegas, has been terrorized by a brazen group of transvestites. She's alerting Winkies, which is right next door.
I don't understand anything that's going on in the story.
All right, well, what happens here is apparently these are fearless transvestites, and they're marauding army of kleptomaniac bandits. They're going into these boutiques and robbing them blind.
But these are transvestites.
Yes.
And they're kleptomaniacs.
Yes.
And they're bandits.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Winkies.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So apparently they've been terrorizing these fashionable stores, and they come in groups of 3 and 4.
I will say that, are these drag queens?
It doesn't say.
Because there's transvestites.
A bunch of gigantic women, like, stealing things from your store.
Are these
scary?
Now, are these women dressed as men, or men dressed as women?
It just says transvestite.
I always assume it's men dressed as women unless I'm told otherwise. See, then the question, because there's two different types of transvestites, as I understand it. I mean, there's guys who are just at home, the Ed Wood variety, who are just more at home lounging around in an Angora sweater. And then there's the, you know, the Darcells on Saturday, dressed like Marilyn Monroe type.
Well, these are all wearing the same midriff skirts and wigs with twisted dreadnought hair, averaging 6 feet to 6 foot five.
Those are drag
skinny
queens.
And very flamboyant.
Those are drag queens. All right. It's been, how hard could they be to spot and or capture? Maybe there's just no cops left down there.
That's it.
Is that it? Is just life is... I'm not telling you to commit crimes. I'm just saying if you want to, clearly New Orleans is the place to do that now.
I mean, it's like an open city.
Yeah, really, it is the Wild West. It's a land of... It's a lawless frontier.
Time out for the snuff one.
I'm still smarting from my post-hitting defeat. This is a double snuff watch for Monday.
Well, Patsy Ramsey, who was thrust into the national spotlight by the unsolved 1996 slaying of her daughter, 6-year-old beauty queen contestant JonBenet, died this weekend. She was 49. Diagnosed with ovarian cancer in 1993 and suffered a recurrence several years ago before succumbing to that disease. And we all know who JonBenet Ramsey is. Every time they run out of news, they just put the story back
That's
up.
That's their screensaver at MSNBC. That's their default. Like, whenever there's dead air, it just cuts to a picture of JonBenet with, like, America's little queen. Or whatever they called her. America's tiniest victim. Sarah, who wants to say it?
You can.
I know, you say it, because you're the one who said it earlier.
Said what? That's a little bit of hand of God.
There you go. That's Sarah Dillon who said that, by the way.
Hey, and that's you agreeing with me.
I don't know.
Rick,
I don't know.
You just threw me out there.
No. I'm not throwing you out there. I'm just saying...
You agreed with me earlier.
I'm only agreeing with you in this sense, that I do believe that there's more into the story, obviously, than I think the Ramseys themselves told the police. I'm not saying I think that she did it. Because I don't know, and I'm not saying she didn't do it. I'm saying that clearly they're a creepy family. Clearly they're a creepy family, and the family is bizarre, and the dad is weird, and the mom is, well, dead. And,
yeah,
silent and room temperatured. I wonder about the brother, though, because he's got to be of age now, right? When did this happen? 96?
Yeah.
Because I was on the air in Salt Lake, and it was on Christmas morning.
Christmas morning?
Was it 95 or 96?
96.
No, I don't think so, because I was still on the air.
Let me double check here.
Let me reach into the trash.
Because I know I was off the air then. Let's see here.
If you were off the air, I probably was. That's
1996. I was off the air from 96 to 98.
Really? So I wasn't even on the air? That's so bizarre.
No, it's just one of those things you think you saw, but you didn't.
Yeah, because I have
it's like
the strongest recollection of my friend Martin, who was the midday host, and I talking about it on his show.
Well, it's like boomers thinking they saw Kennedy being shot in a limousine in the 60s.
Or Bush thinking he saw the first plane hit the towers, which was impossible.
Yeah.
Can you give me a
Or saying
recap?
He caught a trout. What?
Why do I think that her parents are guilty? I remember reading the story and like kind of just like,
it was
okay.
Awful fishy. We could go on here for ages.
So no, they found her dead in her home, right?
This is, okay, can I just, as a side note, okay, Sarah, it's your job to remember where we are right now.
Okay.
Mark it down.
Mark it down.
We're right before the snuff. Oh, we're in the snuff.
In the snuff watch, talking about Patsy Ramsey.
We have another big one to go to.
Yes,
so
we
we'll
do.
Here, we're working our way up. This is the opening. This is the spinal tap to the puppet show of the guy. This is the opening act of the snuff watch. Clyde and I have this great idea, which Michael Harrison at Talkers Magazine can now steal from me. We have this idea for a great program on weekends. It's a syndicated radio talk show for the weekends called Classic Talk. And it's where you just talk about the great talk radio topics of years past.
Ooh, like O.J. Simpson? Or
like O.J., or in this case, JonBenet Ramsey, you know, or whatever. It's a great idea. There you
Everyone
go. Steal it. Steal it. I dare you.
Talkers just ignores us anyway.
Sons of bitches. I've never been in Talkers since I came over here. The last time Talkers mentioned me, it was up and young coming talk radio superstar syndicated nationally.
I remember those days.
Yes. So do they. And they've forgotten everything after that. They've never mentioned me again. I guess we didn't talk about it. I guess I must have been fired at that point. It's so weird, but you're right. I remember doing it, but I guess we didn't. Anyway, my point is, that's one of those classic talk radio topics, and it's like, if I wanted to, and we will not do that now, but if I wanted to. Remember when we did the discussion about the tram? Were you here for that, Sarah?
Mm-mm.
We talked, it must have been while Kristen was here. We talked about the tram they were putting up by OHSU.
Because a lot of people commented on something about a tram and how you wanted to take over the world.
I know, and I was like, so, what's the deal? And I asked quite honestly, what is the deal with an OHSU tram? Why does everybody so pissed off about it? Please don't call about this now. But I called about it then, and Tim was here. Phones light up. It's easy to get sucked into that trap of just talking about some pet issue like that, because there's always like a handful of people that want to talk about it. I could start talking about JonBenet Ramsey right now. I could fill up those phone lines with old women for the next 10 years. It'd be anything that has to do with some crime or a slaying, especially if it's some sort of, you know, kind of sexy sort of, you know, crime like this. You know, sexy in the tabloid sense of the word. Miss Marple types will just fill up your phone lines forever. Well, I think it was that mother, personally, because I was watching Geraldo, and it's, I have nothing. And they'll just start talking about it.
Hey, so what happened to her?
Who?
JonBenet Ramsey. Like, how was she killed? Was she found in...
Where were you? You lived in this country.
I know, but I was like 15.
Oh, you were 15.
Yeah, preoccupied with other things.
15. God, we're old. Well, we should finish the snuff watch and do that as its own segment, Sarah.
You're going to forget.
I'm not, because you're going to write it down.
It's already written.
You're the producer, after all. So
are we getting to the second part?
Yeah, so...
This is much more important than the first part.
It is.
So write down JonBenet. We'll give a brief recap here at the top of the hour after we come back.
Okay.
We'll finish up the snuff watch. We'll break. Come back. Talk a little bit about JonBenet Ramsey. Because, you know...
Oh, that sounds reasonable.
What are you going to do? Then we'll take some clarifying calls on the mystery sound. Late... Which I like. That's sort of a blue kind of a thing, which everybody just cringes. Anyway, and then we got Jim Roop coming up, and stuff, and things. All right, there's your first half. Here's the second half, and this is the saddest half.
Okay, this is the one that saddens.
This is the one that is everybody's saddened by this now.
Aaron Spelling, the one-time movie bit player who created a massive number of hit series from the vintage Charlie's Angels and Dynasty to Beverly Hills 90210 and Melrose Place, has passed away at the age of 83 in his home in Los Angeles after separating his throat.
It was a full life, though.
Mm-hmm. His other serious hits included. Let's see how many everyone remembers.
I'm looking up the definitive. I'm looking up a full list right now, by the way.
Love Boat, Fantasy Island, Burke's Law, The Mod Squad, Starsky and Hutch, T.J. Hooker,
it's
Matt Houston,
Crazy
Heart, Hotel. They forgot Honey West.
I'm looking up his list right now.
Also from this century, Seventh Heaven and Summerland. He also produced more than 140 television movies, the most notable Death Sentence, with Nick Nolte's first starring role, The Boy in the Plastic Bubble, John Travolta's first dramatic role, The Best Little Girl in the World, which starred Jennifer Jason Leigh.
This the Internet Movie Database lists 212 producer credits for him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. We can get Burke's Law, Honey West. Yeah, you're right about that, Honey West. The Mod Squad.
Yep.
Let's see. I'm just looking at the ones that people would know. Let's see. They're endless. They're endless, endless, endless. I'm looking through all of these here. No Place to Run, Rolling Man, Home for the Holidays, The Chill Factor, the Death Squad. It's all of these. Starsky and Hutch. I didn't know he did Starsky and Hutch.
Yep.
Produced Starsky and Hutch. Charlie's Angels, of course. The Boy in the Plastic Bubble, you mentioned a lot of these. Fantasy Island, Love Boat. God, there's so many of these. Return of the Mods, Heart to Heart, there you go. You mentioned that one, too. Dynasty, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, the most memorable shows of any decade.
T.J. Hooker, and of course, then Melrose Place. The Heights, I didn't know he did The Heights.
Yeah.
I totally should have known.
Because he had all three of those at the same time. It was crazy.
I totally should have known that he did The Heights.
How do you talk to an angel?
How do you talk to an angel?
That was the worst show. Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah. It was like Melrose, but with guitars. And then he produced a fantastic show, fantastic movie, rather, that is little known in my experience. A movie called 3 o'clock High. Has anybody ever seen 3 o'clock High?
Mm-hmm.
3 o'clock High came out in 1987. It is one of the great lost teen comedies. It's a very dark teen comedy, like a really dark John Hughes film. You should see it. You would love it. It's one of those movies that Steven Spielberg was one of the executive producers to, and then he took his name off the credits because he had some fight with the director. It is a lost teen comedy. Very little known from that time. It has Jeffrey Tambor, who went on to be on the Larry Sanders Show. It's a great, great movie. And those of you who've seen 3 o'clock high know what I'm talking about. So, Aaron Spelling, though. It is fair to say that Aaron Spelling is probably the most influential television producer, creator in history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm trying to think if anybody comes close. I mean, there's like a guy like Sherwood Schwartz who's done a bunch of shows, I guess, but no one.
Norman Lear. On a smaller scale. But
maybe Norman Lear, and maybe the crap ratio wasn't quite so high with Norman Lear. But, yeah. I mean, you can't. I mean, Aaron Spelling changed your life, whether you know it or not. I mean, it really is. It's so easy to make fun of that guy and laugh and be like, oh, his shows are terrible. But, I mean, no one has that good a track record in Hollywood. No one is that successful.
Plus, he brought us Tori Spelling.
Yes, well, that's sort of in the B column.
Sam genuinely likes Tori Spelling.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
You celebrate her entire catalog? Really?
Yeah.
Is it just in sort of a kitschy way, or?
I guess so.
I guess we all kind of like her in a kitschy way because...